Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ulysses Moore, The Isle of Masks.
Dear listener, after several attempts to send us Ulysses Moore's fourth manuscript, Michael Merriweather finally succeeded. Listening to it, you'll find that, well, you'll find out for yourself. While we're extremely excited to tell you more about this mysterious adventure, we're also a little worried about our special correspondent. It seems he came very close to discovering where Kilmore Cove is hidden. Since that time, however, we haven't heard from him. Even his cell phone is shut down. As soon as we hear from him, we'll update you on his whereabouts. Your friends at Brilliance Audio. From Michael Merriweather. Date, February 3rd, 2006, 4:24 p.m. To the editors at Brilliance Audio. Subject, Kilmore Cove exists.
I've been trying every which way to get an email out to you, but so far they all bounce back. Please let me know immediately if you get this. The manuscript is filled with so many surprises that it will absolutely leave you gasping. Right now, though, I don't have time to say much more about it. What's really bugging me is my failure to find Kilmore Cove, the Phantom Town. The day before yesterday, I went looking for it. My only clue was the tourist guide of Kilmore Cove that a mysterious man, Ulysses Moore, had left on my table at the outdoor cafe. I checked it out. The publishing house that printed it closed 15 years ago, and there don't seem to be any other copies in circulation. I came to the suburbs of Kilmore Cove by car.